So first of all, just settling your body and allowing yourself to find the way in which you can sort of let go, sinking down into that solid support beneath you. Some of you are stretching out full form. Some of you are sitting up. And just sort of let yourself, as though in a sense you could just fall back into the big arms of the universe and just let go. And then allow your eyes to close. If they haven't already closed, let your eyes close. And let's take those three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Slowly and deeply, three big, deep breaths. Slowly and deeply, as you begin to release and comfort and calm. These deeper breaths seem to sort of send a message all around and all through that now is the time to go within. Now is the time for an open receptivity to allow this calm comfort, to go within to that greater landscape within, to imagine and visualize positives, reinforce positives already there, and be open and receptive to other positive thoughts, new positive thoughts, ideas, images that can help you to move forward with your life. So let's bring your attention now to right around the crown of your head and imagine a gentle, beautiful, just right color of a light that's soothing and comforting for you. And we're just going to call this the healing light because it's going to help you to soothe and smooth, to just drift deeper and more comfortable, and to allow goodness to flow. So whatever is the color of this healing light, let it be known to you and imagine it circling around the crown of your head and drifting down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Cross the back of the head and down into all the tiny neck muscles, releasing. Each breath taking you deeper as this beautiful, just right color of a healing light flows all around and all through you. Gracing your shoulders now and sort of allowing those shoulders to be warmed and to become a little more flexible so that they can just shrug off any extra burdens you've been carrying. Let them go. Let them drop. Let them just drop to the wayside. You don't need them now, those burdens. We can just put them aside and we can free up the shoulders to be more flexible and drift deeper now. And the deeper you go, the more comfortably calm you become. And the more comfortably calm you become, the deeper you go. And down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers, release as we comfort even more. Cross the upper back as you turn attention there, and the flow of comfort ignites your whole being from that upper back, sort of like smoothing out all of the things you've been trying to solve, and you can just let them go for now. And then this healing light of the just right color moves around through your chest and brings more heart space for you there. It moves into every nook and cranny and brings more calm and more comfort and even more love, reminding you that love is all around and all through. And from the chest, it circles around again, this healing light of the just right color, through your middle back and releases any tensions there. Each breath taking you deeper as this powerful, healing, just right color light circles around again through your solar plexus, the midsection of your body. And it so powerfully soothes and smooths, it might even sort of heighten your own inner light that's the center of your mind-body communication, igniting it to be lit and crystal-like, glowing. And then this healing, just right color light moves around through the lower back, gracing all the muscles, tissues, fibers, soothing them and smoothing them, smoothing out any rough edges. And then it circles around again through hips and abs and stomach muscles and the other hip, and soothing and smoothing, bringing even more comfort and calm through your hips and your abs, just allowing you to get even more comfortable within your body as you let go and continue to drift. Drifting and soothing and smoothing, kind of floaty-like. And then from the hips down through the thighs, this healing, just right color of light continues, bringing you deep inner calm and comfort through the thighs, through the knees, down through the calves, in through the ankles, the heels, and out through the feet, and out through the toes. And it sort of moves into the mind space now all around you. It fills your whole being, this just right color of a healing light that's bringing you calm and comfort. And whatever else you feel is just right for you right now. And it continues to be there in every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, right down to the cellular layer of you, doing its goodness for you. The kind of goodness it's meant to do, and nothing more. And while it fills the whole being, it now begins to move out into the mind space all around you, filling that space from your skin outwards at least 6 inches or more. We call that the mind space. Some people might call it the auric field. But it is a space of mind that also is part of your body. But this is the extension of it. And with this sort of just right color healing light in the mind space, it does the cleansing and the clearing, and the cleansing and the clearing all around your whole being, cleansing and clearing the mind. And then if you were to imagine all aglow now, being at the top of your symbolic staircase, filled with the just right color of healing light, surrounded by the just right healing color of light, then you can imagine even then, as you look down at your feet at the top of your symbolic staircase, and know that you're in this being of yourself, filled with the healing light, surrounded by it. and that you can imagine and sense and feel yourself at your best, at your most radiant self, and that this healing light is doing some goodness for you, and that you're at one with it, and it's at one with you from the inside to the outside and the outside to the inside. And now every step down reinforces how you want to be thinking about your best way of being, radiantly healthy, at your best, feeling good, looking good, approving of yourself. And every step down reinforces this whole idea. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper, deeper down, any or all negatives have completely dissipated and disintegrated. And you're flowing forward on the positive path for the positive way. And you might imagine yourself walking forward and noticing how the door of your imagination opens a little wider for you to step through. And imagine that you could step through into a place of your own, perhaps somewhere in nature, or maybe in a cozy room somewhere. But it just feels right for you today. And any or all of your senses heighten to where you imagine yourself to be in a very beautiful tranquility. A comfortable space or place to imagine and visualize. So just find the right spot to settle down into in this place of your own that's special, for it's only a place you come to, and it's yours. And by being there now, it allows you to feel the specialness of this place where you can dream and imagine a little bit. But find the just right spot, because you've kind of looked around and you get a sense of where you are, and you know it's quiet and tranquil, peaceful, beautiful, and quietly yours, where all of what we've done already continues to strengthen and heighten. And also now to let your imagination wander around in following what might be kind of interesting for you, to follow the happy, carefree child over hill and dale. Wouldn't that be interesting? Let's imagine it all right now, as though we could witness the enthusiasm of a no tree too tall to climb. Sensing the adventure of discovery. What's beyond the field, behind the backyard? There's a creek. The thrill of scooping up creek water with its yucky treasure. to notice the determination of the happy, carefree child when the depth of the big dirt hole is finally reached. Or to enjoy the feeling of racing like the wind up and down and all around. Or to follow the boundless laughter of this child is to feel delight from the whole world of wonder. To flop back on the grass and imagine the kingdoms of clouds in the sky, where battles are fought and won, where pirates flee on their ship across the seas, where giant dragons are captured, where hearts become united on the castle steps. Oh, that imagination of the carefree child, so vast and large, and to notice about it is rather exciting. Maybe igniting something within you to notice more about what feels good to imagine about. And then to follow the happy, carefree child on the way back, still more before the day is done. There's a friend to twirl with, faster and faster and faster. A bike ride with no hands down the steepest hill. A neighbor's barn to steal away in for a haystack jumping. And after this day of conquering, a tail wagging greeting brings a bone for a playful tussle back in the home yard. Finally, it means a sweet head on the pillow, where more stories are lived out, dreaming peacefully all through the night. And early the next day, our happy, carefree child brightly awakens to begin again. Now, imagining about all of this might possibly spark that certain something within, perhaps a yearning to be free, and a clear something about a sense of aliveness and enthusiasm once again. Perhaps right now, simply allowing the idea of it all to just sort of settle in deeply, deeply, deeply down within, as though it could perhaps have some kind of positive effect towards those most recent somethings, to just sort of letting it do the goodness that it is meant to do, and dreamily, drowsily, interestingly, wonder what it might be like to simply dream a sweet dream of connecting to the child you once were, as though to bring about some sweet connection between you and the child you once were? What if your imagination door could open a little wider and you could dreamily imagine drifting off and moving into a space, a place, where you might meet up with that child of long ago. To imagine and get a sense of it all. Some sweet remembrance, as though you could extend a loving greeting. Kind of notice about this child. The image of this small one that's looking at you and wondering. Notice how the child is dressed or what seems to be the mood of this child. What's the essential thing that you notice about the child? And to greet the child in a warm, loving way, as though extending an arm or a hand to say hello, and I'm here to visit you today. Maybe we can share together. All the love that ever has been is about to be exchanged between you two. And just for some extra added bonus, if we were to imagine to bring along with us into this meeting a wise and loving something, a backer, a supporter, a wisdom guide who can stand forth to see to the best effect of you and this child of long ago, connecting in a powerful, sweet way, a loving way. And perhaps with that there, it just ensures more comfort, more calm, making this gentle connection. And so, looking into the child's eyes, letting this child know that you're there for it. And you're ready to listen, because perhaps this child has something it wants to share with you. And your wise and loving is on side in case you might need to interpret or to understand more. And as you have let this child know that your intentions are loving and good, and that you'll remain focused in a loving way with this child, perhaps you might notice if this child might want to even take your hand or sit closer to you. And as you listen, perhaps imagining how this child might respond back to you from your extending love to it. And just notice. And if there is something that's not quite clear, to know you can ask the wise and loving guide who's there with you as well, overlooking this whole imagining. And this is a gentle meeting between you and this little child. The idea of the child you once were. And knowing that making this connection is about reinforcing that bond of love, where you'll always show up for this child, where you'll always back this child, where you might remember the enthusiasm of following the carefree child, of what you could do or experience or imagine about with that very own image, the little one of you. And to spread goodness to them, to spread positive energy to them, to hold them dear in your mind as you extend even more love, for the love bond is strong and becomes stronger now. And to even notice if, as you're listening and talking together with the wise and loving guide standing on side, to even notice if this child might allow you to put your arms around and give a hug. And to simply experience these loving, healing moments, in a sense, of making that strong connection of love all around and all through. And to simply, in a kind of way, be able to imagine that this idea of the child you once were sort of just finds its right way to snuggle in, to settle down, deeply, deeply down within your heart or mind, as though in some way it could perhaps have more of a positive effect towards even more recent somethings that have been taking place in your life. Just sort of letting it do the goodness and letting it give the love back that this whole process, this imagining, is meant to do. Love all around and all through. And with this imagining, it's simply easily yours to find yourself back in your own special place again, having absorbed and allowed the idea of this child that was once you come with you in your heart or your mind, and in your whole integrated being and self, back in your special place, you simply rest and feel this connection and this love bond in a way that allows you even more experience of goodness all around and all through. That from time to time, you could maybe even remember the idea of this child you once were, and feel the love from the child, and feel the love from yourself given to the child. For there's always a healing effect from love of any kind. And so allowing just a couple more minutes to let all of this sort of loving energy find its just right place to be within you and all around you. As you know your own healing, just right color of light still with you. And knowing that your own true, radiantly healthy image embodies this idea of the little one. And yet, in your whole integrated, full adult self now, whole being centered and balanced and cleared and cleansed and rejuvenated and freed up to go forward now beautifully, more easily and effortlessly, focusing on the positives because you were willing to take this journey today. And so you actually are already feeling better for having done so. And so you are, as love all around is yours, within and without. And so as we allow the images to fade for now, the strength of these images remain as we bring back the good, the positive, and the true from this experience today. We reinforce it all at zero. And now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release, as we begin to come up and out now, to realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in, feeling the good, the positive, and the true to be with you in a very peaceful state now at three. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.